Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series, our latest DVD and high-definition downloadable tutorial videos are Learning CCK and Learning Views, available now at store.lullabot.com.
I'm Ali Mika. I live in Minneapolis. I run a company there called Advantage Labs. We're a small firm that does Drupal hosting and training and facilitation. We wrote the Geo module a while back, kind of on a whim, and have subsequently kind of upgraded it for more political reasons, sort of district mapping, that sort of thing. What it is it's a API to integrate with MySQL or PostGIS spatial extensions. But more interestingly, it's a field and it lets you import data and it lets you show it on maps and export it as KML or SVG or really any other format to your heart's content.
Okay, so there's the location module, there's a GMAP module, there's a Geo module. Can you just talk a little bit about what all these modules are and what's dependent on what and what they do?
The Geo module strictly stores data. The location module kind of collects it and it stores it and then makes it available to other modules. The Geo module only concerns itself with storing it. And in addition to point data, so your latitude and longitude, Geo will store lines, so like a track route, or a shape, like such as a polygon, which would represent a city or a state or a country or a predefined region of some kind. So Geo handles storage only, but it handles more interesting forms of storage.
And what does the location module do then?
Location module stores data. It stores point data, so none of the other formats, but it also collects and validates addresses and stores address information.
Okay, so just visually, when an end user comes to the site and they have one or the other install, what's different for what you can do and what you can see and the end result?
Well, location is simply a lot faster. It's like one-stop shopping. So a user could install location and they could install GMAP and they could input addresses and show them on maps. To do something similar with the Geo module, you would install Geo and you would install the Geo code module and you would install the postal module and you would also install the GMAP module, which sounds a lot more complex. But it's sort of like what we've been doing with the image cache, image field sort of thing, a lot more changeable. And the net result would be similar. However, once you've done all that implementation, you can also see little lines and tracks. You can view your data in SVG format, or you can export it to Google Earth and have different boundaries as well.
And so what is your interest in this, and what type of things have you been working on for clients, or is this a client project, or is this for fun, or tell us a little bit more about that.
Our interest is always in just getting data from other places into Drupal and getting data out of Drupal into other places, so that's sort of the thematic interest. We implemented the Geo on a district matching application where you could type in your address. It would be geocoded to a point, and we could tell you which candidates you can and should vote for, and we could tell you which precinct you would go to vote at. And so that's what we did on the sort of the data storage and querying aspect.
So it sounds like you're working with a lot of advocacy organizations that are political, where they have issues that are coming up and they want their constituents in a certain district to be able to know who to vote for, basically.
Absolutely.
It seems like the location module has been kind of like not completely there. How close do you think that it is being stable and that people using it, and what's sort of the evolution of that over the past year?
So my understanding with the location module is that it reached an official version 3 release last December, and it is currently being supported by the Chicago Tech folks. And they've made discussions about changing out the way it stores its point data and have it target Geo instead of just natively storing the points, which would sort of be the best of both worlds. Because we don't, you know, like I said, in the Geo module doesn't do a lot of support for the front end side on its own.
And what makes you most excited about what people will be able to start to be able to do with the Geo module and location?
Well, specifically with the geo module is you can download data from any source, whether it's data about landmines or weather or, you know, political districts or any type of information that's made publicly and freely available. And you can integrate that with the data on your site. And so that's kind of our favorite part about it, is that you're not limited to the content that you can produce. You're also able to import and match data up with other relevant aspects of your site content.
And what does this data look like? What kind of format or names for this data?
Yeah, it's an open format called, like, it's like a shape file, and it basically comes out in the form of, it's like a little zip file, and it comes with a series of columns that would have some metadata like state name or precinct name, and then it has a geospatial column, which is sort of a binary format that the geo module will parse and store into the database as like a native geospatial data column. So, I mean, it's a neat way of, so you can add text columns and number columns and decimal columns to your table, but now you can also add, you know, polygon columns and just download them from the shape files and import them.
Wow. So what's next with the geo module? Where does it go from here?
It has, I think, everything that it needs to have in place. I think that it's not obvious what you would do with it when you first installed it. So we're looking to expand the UI a lot and to clean up and improve view support so that it can do sort of complex things like distance calculations and mashing up data a little bit better. So we're going to put a lot of love into the view support and hopefully get some other people to write output formatters. You know, I know Development Seed's doing a lot of neat stuff with mapping. If they could acknowledge the geo data, I think that would be really neat too. So.
And where can people go for more information?
The Drupal.org/project/geo and Drupal.org/project/geo code.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.